peeps. Hope you're having a great afternoon. It's a little bit wet and windy here in old Sydney town, 4 and a bit minutes past midday. G'day to all the afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, whatever your beliefs, welcome to the show. I get the sense we've got a really busy show ahead of us today, so we'll jump straight into it. It's going to be massive. A big welcome to everyone listening via SEN up there on the Gold Coast as well, 1620 on the AM dial. So coming up, Christian Wolfe, he is the coach of St Helens. We'll have a chat to him. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We'll also cross live to NRL Central. NRL CEO Andrew Abdo will be making the official announcement around the news that's come with the press release today. The worst-kept secret in rugby league, the Dolphins are the 17th franchise. What do you think of that? What should they be called? We'll get your thoughts on that on the open line, 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. Those texts brought to you by SBS Fence. Todd Greenberg is the CEO of the Australian Cricketers Association. So we'll have the current NRL CEO on and we'll have the former NRL CEO on. They've just done a landmark deal for the players in the WBBL and the Women's National Conference. So we'll talk to Todd about that. We'll also jump into a chat about the week six of the NFL with RJ Ochoa. He's from the SB Nation NFL football team. We'll find out the transfer market. There's more speculation around that. Of course, now that you add another side in, everyone's speculating around who's going to be in that 17 when they kick off in 2023. Adrian Prezenko covering right now the announcement of this team. So he's the Sydney Morning Herald's chief rugby league writer. We'll speak to him later on in the program. Coach's Corner on a Wednesday. That's why we speak to Christian Wolfe. That's why we speak to Brian Gorgon. It says here that Brian is the Illawarra Hawks coach, which is quite accurate. What it doesn't say is what a legend of a figure he is, not just in Australian basketball, but certainly in Australian coaching all round. And of course, took the Boomers to that bronze medal in Tokyo 2021 or 2020. It's just amazing. So we're looking forward to that. As we mentioned, we always jump into the text line just after 2:30. Remember, you send a text message in, we read it out. Can I put a little asterisk next to that? Within reason. Obviously, we don't want to defame anyone and get sued here at 1170 SEN. So I'll just put a little asterisk and you know who I'm talking to out there in texting land. That's brought to you by sbsfence.com.au. So let's jump into the story of the day. The 17th team has been announced. They're just called the Dolphins. At this point, the Expansion Bid Assessment Committee has granted them the 17th license. So disappointment here for the Firehawks and the Jets. As we mentioned yesterday with Adam Jackson from Channel 9 up there in Queensland, each bid had strengths and weaknesses. The great strength of the Dolphins obviously was commercial. Financially, they are very sound. They've dedicated to spending $1 million per annum on grassroots rugby league. They're going to spend $1 million on women's rugby league pathways. They have to get that ticked off by the commission as well. So what does this mean for the Telstra Premiership in 2023? 26-round competition, 24 games for each team, 2 byes. During the course of the season, the number of regular season games goes from 192 to 204. ARLC Chairman Peter Volandis, AM, said the Commission's decision was a landmark moment in the game's history. As an expansionist, as a believer in the game, as a believer for a long time that Brisbane or Southeast Queensland should have a second side, I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's great. It's shoring up a stronghold, but don't worry, the stronghold was under pressure as well. And, you know, I make no apologies for being a rugby league person through and through, lover of all sports, but first and foremost, and I think it's a great move. I think there's opportunities there for the league to really put its stamp into that region with a new team. As we heard from Adam Jackson yesterday, as many people dislike the Broncos as like them, so that, to me, creates opportunity. So I can't wait for the 18th team, though, and I think that's a logical progression. When it happens, we'll just have to wait and see. But get your thoughts in on that, 0457 736 736. You might even give us a name of what this new franchise should be called. The NRL look to exploit legalised sports betting in the US. This is from Adrian Prezenko, so we'll speak to him later on in the program. They're talking about from $16 million in 2017, this is revenues for the league through gambling, to $40 million in the past financial year. Now, that might be skewed a little bit because the State of Origin series was actually played after the season proper. So that skews a lot of the numbers for this. But it's such a big jump. That is huge. And, of course, if you can get into the US market, if you have an interest in that, I'd imagine it starts with being able to watch it. Right, there's no point being able to bet on it if you can't watch it. And I know you can at the moment, but that is at a pretty premium rate when you look at the NRL's offering overseas. So maybe that needs to be looked at as well, that you build an audience that way, free of charge, and then your broadcast deal becomes a little bit more valuable. We might speak to RJ Ochoa about his what he thinks is happening out there in the growing sports betting market in the US. Tiger fans, relax. The Messiah is returning to the West Tigers. This is what they're talking about. It's a three-year, $1 million deal for Tim Sheens to return to the club where he, of course, famously won that grand final in 2005. He's going to be a director of football, and he's presiding over the front office to help coach Michael Maguire bring success back to Concord. I can say that the vast majority of people in the West Tigers, certainly the ones I've spoken to, are very excited by the fact that Tim Sheens is coming back. So I think that's fantastic. I don't think he's going to have much hands-on work with what Michael Maguire is doing with the footy side. Puts Michael Maguire in a little bit of a difficult position, don't you think? Do you think if they have success next year, and what success looks like is surely a top eight position. But if they have success next year, then everyone says, oh, how good was it getting Tim Sheens back? Yeah, no, he knows exactly what he's doing. If they don't have success, it's still Madge's team. And I think that's going to be the challenge for the way the PR is spun coming out of the West Tigers over the season 2022. But we'll take your thoughts on that. NRL Bunker in no danger of getting blown up in the off-season, but they are looking at new technology to rule on forward passes. This is the message from NRL head of football Graham Annesley as the end of season review gets into full swing. Can I ask that this be a starting point for the NRL when they're looking at how they use the bunker during the course of games? That less is more? That we take, if they're, and they've explained here that it is not completely accurate about ruling on forward passes. If we use that as a starting point, can we not use it at all? Less bunker in your life. Less. Maybe there's more to Newman. There's less. Less. Less bunker. That's a Seinfeld reference that I know Coach K's smiling at now because he's binging on that program. Parramatta Eels legend Ray Price and grand final winning prop Terry Leibeater have endorsed an explosive letter which involves a vote of no confidence in the current administration and the board. It was formally sent to Eels chairman Sean McElduff this week. McElduff has fired back on Tuesday, strongly disputing the letter's contents, et cetera, et cetera. What are you waiting for? What are you looking for? Last 3 years, you've finished fifth, third, and sixth. Like, I'd imagine that the West Tigers, if they finished fifth, third, and sixth, would be constructing statues to their board outside Concord. And I will say this, if you want to pay, and part of the thing is you've been neglecting the local juniors. If you want to pay $875,000 to Clint Gutherson, a non-junior, then you won't win the competition. You just won't win the competition. My thoughts on that. I'll get yours as well. Ashton Agar, he's thrown his support behind Justin Langer. What on earth is JL doing? He's put something out on LinkedIn. He's in quarantine over there in the UAE, getting ready for the T20 World Cup. So he's been in quarantine. He had that emergency meeting in August, remember, when basically, we told you about it on this program, basically, the players said, yeah, look, JL, happy for you to have continue as coach, but we just don't want you doing anything around the players. That's what the players said to Justin Langer. And he's still in the job. So he's put up on LinkedIn a post that stays true to himself, and it's a taste of your own medicine. It's a piece by Lebanese-Canadian activist, feminist, and poet Najwa Zebian. Like, too much time on your hands, JL. JL not handling the lockdown so well. JL, just be quiet and just win the T20 World Cup, mate. Or, even better, just get your players playing to their ability. That to me, seems to be the charter of the coach of the Australian cricket. I don't know. I'm a little bit old-fashioned that way. We'll get your thoughts on that as well. Michael Jordan's had his say too on what's going to happen with these vaccinations. Kyrie Irving, he's basically said, look, I'm not getting vaccinated. And they said, no problem, but you're not going to play. You can't go into venues in his home state of New York and, of course, over in Los Angeles as well. And Jordan's weighed in, suggesting what they're doing is the right thing. The NBA is doing the right thing. And remember, he's a Charlotte Hornets owner as well, too. I was looking at the value of the Charlotte Hornets. They've gone through the roof over the last couple of years, like all sports franchises in the US. The open line, 1300 01 1170. The text line, 0457 736 736. Coach K and I, well, it was almost an argument, I'd say. It was some harsh words were spoken. We were talking about the Socceroos. They lost 2-1 to Japan, broke that winning streak at 11. But we were talking about football as a TV sport. And I thought that in their periods in that first half in particular, there were long stretches and not much. Right, long stretches are not. So I'm thinking, come on. And he's saying, no, 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 live. You've got to go there live. So live or the lounge? Give us the sports. What's best to see live? What's best on the lounge? And if you take the situation with a sport like cricket, test matches, you go to the ground and you've got no idea what's going on. No idea. You're watching it at home. It's fantastic. You're fully informed. But T20, the Big Bash, go to the ground, get all the atmosphere. The kids love it. Different altogether. You forget about the game the next day, sure. But much better atmosphere. So live or lounge, what are the sports you like watching at home on the lounge? What do you like getting out to watch? That's our talk topic for today. The $100 cash available from topsport.com.au. We'll take a break. After the break, we're back. We're going to have a chat with Christian Wolf. He's the St. Helens coach, winning the Challenge Cup and the Premiership. Stick around.